From WCBU Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Jen Borden with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today you'll hear from Mike Schulte about 5 Points Fridays, a free acoustic outdoor concert series offered on the patio at 5 Points Washington. Mike, welcome to Out and About.
Hi, Jen. Thanks for having us.
And I should note that Mike is joining me via Zoom from the actual outdoor space at 5 Points. I can see it on his computer screen. It's a beautiful day, and it looks like a really great space. Can you talk a little bit about how you at 5 Points designed this space for outdoor events?
Absolutely. So Jen, last fall, we constructed an outdoor patio on the south end of our building. And so, you know, we've adapted our outdoor patio to be a performing venue as well, since it's a multi-purpose area. We've got some fences that have some removable walls, so we can expand to different capacities, and just trying to utilize the space in an area that can accompany the needs of our community.
So this was already in motion prior to COVID-19. How did the challenges that all event spaces and venues are experiencing right now accelerate your use of this space?
Sure. So, yeah, we started planning our 5 Points Friday series back in January, lining up artists, trying to identify vendors that can participate, sell food on site, and provide the entertainment for the evening. When COVID happened, that kind of put a halt on it because we didn't know what restrictions we would have. We didn't know what we could do or couldn't do based on the feedback from that health community. With the opening of outdoor events as part of phase three, we were able to continue the series, provided we follow appropriate social distancing guidelines.
You had your first concert back on June 5th featuring Ilia Colgan, and I understand you had a great turnout. You had, 200 people attend the concert?
Yeah, we had over 200 people attend the event. Ilia performed from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock, and it's open at any time, so we had a number of guests trickle in later in the evening. A couple of people were there early before gates opened because they wanted to be the first in line to get some good seats. So yeah, it was a fantastic event, and we had some excellent feedback from our guests regarding safety precautions, and just we wanted to make sure that everybody felt that we were approaching this in the right way.
And it must have been really satisfying for you to be on the front line of producing an event, a community event that people could come to that was outdoor, that featured live music. I mean, what was the buzz in the in the audience at that first concert?
Yeah, well, absolutely. There's been a need. Everybody's been cooped up for a number of months and following the appropriate precautions. There's just been a desire and a gap that we haven't had for a number of months, not just from the participants, but from the artists themselves. They've been anxious to perform. The artists have, we've had excellent communication with our artists, just to make sure that, their precautions are met as well.
During this season, we know that venues have been struggling with revenue because all of these events have been canceled. 5 Points has not been immune to that. Yet you have decided that this concert series would be free to the public. Tell us why.
Sure. So from the get-go, this series was a free event to the public. Fortunately, we do have some sponsors that have helped us out to host these free services to the public. So we did have an opportunity to continue without taking a loss on these types of events.
Can you tell us how you went about identifying the artists that you were inviting to the show, and maybe walk us through a little bit of the styles of music that are going to be presented throughout the summer?
Sure. So our artists, we tried to offer a variety of genres to our participants here. Ilia Colgan, she focuses on country music, but she does have a variety. It's not a lot of crossover. She had performed at the State Fair and won the Country Showdown in 2015. So she's got a big following within the country music scene. On June 19th, we'll have Black Velvet, and their style is more rock. They do a lot of Pink, Alanis Morissette, a lot of female power rock driven. We've got June 26th, we've got a band called Pocket Mouse. They've got a variety of styles, a little bit more rock focused for them as well. Neil Bowling would be here on July 10th. Neil he refers to himself as the eclectic acoustic performer. One great thing about Neil is he's donating his performer's fees to St. Jude. He's raised over $10,000 this past year for St. Jude through his performances. Every dollar that he makes as a performer, he gives back to that organization. We've got a performer out of Bloomington called Kickin' and Pickin'. That's a little bit more folk style. This is a one-man band who performs drum and acoustic guitar at the same time while singing. We've got in August 14th, we'll have Chase Seating from Through the Eye. Again, on August 21st, we'll have Black Velvet coming back again by popular request. And then on September 25th, we've got a newer artist that's new to the Peoria area called Top 40. Their focus is going to be on modern hits. They've got an acoustic set that they'll bring out as well. And then to wrap up our series on October 16th, we have Kickin' and Pickin' coming out one more time.
Mike, I understand that at tonight's performance, you're also going to be partnering with Art at the Bodega.
That's correct. So Art at the Bodega will have a station here on site tonight. We'll have some painting projects. They're going to paint a background and have mosaic pieces within their art projects. They're going to be here from about 6 to 8:30 tonight.
That was Mike Schulte speaking about Five Points Fridays, the free outdoor concert series at Five Points in Washington. The series runs through October 16th and will include acoustic performances by Pocket Mouse, Neil Bowling, Kickin' and Pickin', Top 40, Through the Eye, and Black Velvet. Tonight's show features Black Velvet. Gates open at 5:30 p.m. and the performance will start at 6 p.m. Local food and drink will be available for purchase on site. To learn more, visit fivepointswashington.org. Mike, thank you so much for joining us today and for putting together this great concert series. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Thank you, Jen. We're excited.
You've been listening to Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at wcbu.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.